This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime! I see what they gon' think. I got a little situation. So listen to me, sister. Listen, maybe you can help. I think I give a lot of fathers my consideration. But not for me, and I was sending it for someone else. Why all the people always seem to just be on vacation?
Welcome into Overtime, FanRun Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, live from the FanRun Radio studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. like usual. Like I said, live from the FanRun Radio studios, Overtime on your airwaves right now. Things to get to, a pretty slow news day, probably the first of many as we have hit the month of June, kind of hit our June wall as there was not a lot going on today, but still some things to get to. Obviously, Danny White had a few things to say last night. There was a little bit of some Nealon renovation images I saw on the Twitter world today as well, along with the big orange block party this weekend as well. A lot of things to get to in the world of Tennessee sports, a few things to get to in the world of just sports in general, a few things to get to in just the world in general. But before we get to any of that, let's focus on Tucker's world. Tucker, how was your day today, man?
Oh, just focusing on my world. Well, I mean, my day was pretty good.
That's normally what you do. You have bad perspective.
That's fair. But no, my day was pretty good. You know, a little stormy day again, but you know, I got no problem with storms. Maybe it'll keep it cooler for a couple days. I don't like the heat, but I mean, today was okay. It was an easy going day. Really not much going on.
Not a big Miami basketball fan.
Miami basketball fan.
The Heat.
Oh, haha.
No,
I'm actually not.
Thank you.
I'm actually not a fan of them, but, But no, I watched a movie for the first time today that I feel like I watched a specific movie.
You've never seen a movie before?
I've seen movies.
You must be just a huge
I've seen
TV
movies.
Show guy.
No, I've seen movies. I do like TV shows.
Do documentaries count as movies to you, or have you seen documentaries before?
I've seen them all.
I can't believe you've never seen a movie.
I started at documentaries. I'm done with that. Now I'm on movies.
Time for movies.
And I picked the first one. Number one in the list of movies was Hot Rod.
It's a good flick.
It was one of those movies that like I knew about and had seen clips of forever.
Yeah.
And it was one of those I just kind of never got around to.
I'm Rod. I like to party.
Yeah. That scene, honestly, I could see my dad would hate it. My dad would think this movie was not funny at all. That's what really, but I was cracking up the whole time.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
Name's Rod. I like to party. All right, Dave, you. And he's like, name's Dave, and I also like to party.
Dave, you can't say that. I'm the party guy.
And he's like, no, I actually just said, so maybe you could just say something different. And then that scene, it's
iconic.
There's a ton of those.
It's an iconic flick.
Ton of those scenes in that movie that like get it just right. Mm-hmm. Like Andy Samberg's brand of humor, it's a little off, but it hits every time, mm-hmm. for me at least. The scene, how this movie was filmed, just kind of like it would make fun of old movies all the time. Like, not in a specific movie, just like the 80s overall.
Mm-hmm.
Because he gets upset, and so he has to go to his quiet place, which is just out in the woods where he dances to 80s music.
I mean, it's a great film.
It's perfect. Like, I thought it was going to be stupid. It's like good stupid.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
But it is stupid.
Oh, it's perfectly stupid.
Exactly,
though.
Exactly.
I hate that I had waited so long, because I would have watched this movie. I'm probably going to watch it again sometime soon.
What streaming service is it on?
It's on Netflix.
It's still on Netflix?
Yeah, okay. I came home today. I fell asleep watching BoJack Horseman last night, so my TV was on Netflix. And it does those little things where it will show a movie, and you know, on the home screen or whatever, and it was there was all full screen on my TV, just said Hot Rod. And I was like, you know what?
Give it a chance.
I'll give it a try.
It was worth it.
It was worth it. It was a fantastic movie.
Definitely worth it. I'm glad to hear
How
that.
How was your day, Will?
It was pretty solid, man. Won't lie to you.
Really?
No.
Oh, no.
I woke
okay.
up this morning, had to help some people move some things. That took physical energy and things I don't have. But it was okay. I went out to lunch, got a bite to eat. That was nice. It was a good time
okay.
there. Okay. Yeah, pretty solid, pretty average day. Having to wake up and help people move is not
yeah.
very fun.
I had an ex-girlfriend who...
Sick flex.
Really cool. But I kind of got strung along into helping move, too, because it was one of those, you know, went to hang out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this was even before we were like, dating, and I was over there hanging out, and she was like, oh, it's great that you're here, because in 30 minutes... my parents are going to be here and all my siblings, and we're going to move my stuff. And I was like, okay. The thing is, I couldn't be mad is because I had talked to her the day before. And I was like, what are you doing tomorrow? She was like, I'm moving. And I was like, okay. And then that day I asked her, I was like, you want to hang out? And she was like, sure, come over. And I was like, okay.
And you just did not remember that she was moving?
Yeah, I'm a bad listener. We touched on that earlier, yeah. Have bad perspective.
Speaking,
and I got roped into that. It sucked.
Fair. Speaking of moving things, last night, Good Samaritan Will struck again. Last night, driving home, there was a driving down Kingston Pike, obviously, a lot of cars on Kingston Pike. That's what roads mainly use
yep,
for.
Yep, they use that for the major means of transportation.
Yes, yeah, and the transportation was not someone's finest thing, as their car had broken down in the middle
no.
of the street last night, and I saw this Goliath of a man by himself pushing this car up slight hill. So, being Good Samaritan,
was the car moving?
Yeah, he was pushing the car.
Whoa.
He was pushing the car.
Okay, that's nuts.
Let me finish the story.
Whoa.
So, being Good Samaritan Will, I find a safe spot to turn into a parking lot, get out of my car. By the time I have turned into the said parking lot and gotten out of my car, I turn around, and this Goliath of a man has moved an SUV out of the middle of the street from the left lane with the woman sitting in shotgun. And I'm not, again, I like preface everything. I'm a skinny guy. I can't really talk about weight, but this woman was not underweight. We'll put it that way. She was a heavier set lady. So it wasn't like he was just moving like a 5'5", 90-pound
okay.
petite frame.
We get what you're saying.
And so he pushes this car up a slight hill into a parking lot. And by the time I get out of my car, I turn around. Dude's already getting back into his car. And so I track him down as we're driving down the same direction of the road. And I pull up next to him and I was like, man, that was really nice what you did, but also insanely impressive. Like, you just moved a car with a woman inside of it out of the street. And he was like, yeah, I just didn't want a cop to come. And I was like, you are my favorite human being. And then we end up going to the same fast food restaurant. And so I bought the man a burger last night.
What a nice guy!
Got a nice bonding experience. We went inside. It was one of the first times I've been inside of a fast food restaurant, like sat down and got some food. But we both, like, drive-thru was full. Didn't even realize it was his car, but we both just pulled into parking spots and we're walking in, and he held the door for me. So I got in line in front of him. And so I was like, just whatever this guy wants. And he was shocked. And we sat and hung out for probably 20 minutes just talking and eating burgers.
That's cool.
It was really cool. It was one of the few times I was like, oh, this is an adult experience. This is a real world experience.
That's one of those moments where you're sitting there, and I've had these before, and you're just kind of like, man, people are cool.
Exactly. Like
people interacting with each other, and like, just people rock.
Like this, like my life last night was like a Rex Chapman dogs bruh tweet.
Yeah,
if
someone
nice.
From 40 feet away had been filming you the entire time,
just tracking us down,
he would have got 30,000 retweets last night. It would have been crazy.
100%.
That rocks. Also, still blown away that guy could push an SUV.
Oh,
I thought it was crazy. If you would have said smart car, No. I still would have been impressed.
No, it was a...
Cars are heavy.
I mean, it wasn't a full-on, like, Cadillac Escalade, but it was still, I believe, a Ford Escape, or is that
That's a big car.
Is that the sedan version?
No, a Ford Escape would be an SUV,
That's what I thought.
I think.
I'm pretty sure it was a Ford Escape. It was definitely a Ford. I don't want to dox this lady whose car broke down in the middle of the street.
License plate number. Yeah.
But no, it was a solid night. The purest thing about it is we never learned each other's names or anything. It was just this huge...
Yeah, that's really cool.
6'6", 250
If you saw him
pound.
Again, you would recognize him,
right? Oh, 100%.
So, like, the next time you see this guy, don't even open your mouth. Just fist
knock,
out.
Knock him up.
Just a fist bump would do, and it would have all, like, the silent respect in the world.
But no, it was very much like it was one of those tweets you would see that went viral of just, like, a 6'6", 250-pound black man sitting across the table from, like, a 6'2", very skinny white kid just chopping it up about what just happened. It was a very,
that is
very
pretty
fun
cool.
night.
That's
very
a cool moment.
Night. Yeah, it was. And more cool moments to come this weekend as the Big Orange Block Party has been established.
Man.
Are you excited about
Block
Party?
I'm pumped because chances are right now I'm not getting into the stadium.
Yeah.
Unless. Like
I've been thinking about just like walking up to standing room only tickets and being like, come on. You can't give me half a ticket.
On.
Like, look
Come
how
on.
Skinny I am. You think I'm going to take up a full standing room section?
Come on.
Get another kid my size.
Yeah, I say by the
body.
Fifth inning, open the gates.
It's not a bad idea.
I say by the fifth inning, just leave those gates open.
There were a lot of tweets if you don't
just leave
remember
them open.
The
What are they going to do? What are they going to do?
It's a good question.
NCAA going to shut us down? No. You know what LSU would do? Panic.
That's a good point.
You see a couple 5,000 more people walk in, you can't move.
Well, no, there's a lot
At
of
At that
people.
Point, it is a fire hazard. At that point, it is a fire hazard. I will cop to that part of the plan.
Did you see everyone tweeting the they can't stop us all method that was used?
We're going to storm? I'm in. Let's do it. I don't care.
I don't know if...
They can't arrest everybody. What's
true.
The charge?
I think it was before the block party
we
came
can't
out.
I don't think we can do this on the radio. I
no,
think this is inciting
That's why
riot.
I'm saying I think it was before the block party came
right.
out. I think everyone's calmed down now. But they can't stop us all movement was a brewing last night. But the block party is
I love
a
the passion.
Thing. It is going to happen. Thank you, Danny White. I guess I should go ahead and start by saying.
I mean, yeah, it's something a lot of people. golly, I just tried to die on air.
That's Danny White getting us to stop talking
I did,
about
yeah.
This.
That was actually a little scary, right? The moment. Oh, okay. So anyways, I mean, I don't think it was just... I think in his little announcement, he said Jason Swain, which may be the person with the resources to like reach out and say something to him, maybe. You know, previous player probably has an easier way of getting to the athletic director. But I saw, I mean, hundreds of people on Twitter, you know, say, coming up with an idea like this, and it's a great idea. That's why they're doing it. It's because it got word got to them, and they were like, yeah, actually, that's a pretty smart idea.
I mean, when you look at other sports, and mainly pro, like hockey is a big, big watch party
oh, yeah.
sport. Like Toronto and
I mean,
Vancouver,
a lot of the pro sports do it.
A lot of them.
Oh, yeah, and the atmosphere is electric.
Oh, all the time.
Was there
the
not
time.
A watch party in Nashville on Broadway whenever the Chiefs were in the AFC Championship game?
I got
because
no
I remember thinking that, or either I'm... comparing that to the draft, which was also a huge scene downtown. But like stuff like that it's pretty cool. You see those moments like the bar in the World Cup. Was it the World Cup that was watching the giant TV?
Yeah, it was.
And the place explodes.
I don't know if it
was it
the
in
World
Ireland?
Cup, but it was England.
It
was England who was celebrating for England to score. But it was
yeah.
definitely England's national
moments
team.
Like that. Big watch parties. It's you know it's the next best thing to being in the stadium.
Yep, Tennessee Vice Chancellor and Director of Athletics Danny White on Thursday announced he plans to host the Big Orange Block Party adjacent to Lindsey Nelson Stadium during this weekend's NCAA Baseball Super Regionals. No idea. I'm not.
I tried to find
a downtown guy, and so like
well,
I don't know.
Lindsey Nelson isn't even really like that downtown.
But like I don't know the roads or things like
right.
that as well as I know. Like
but you remember where we went?
No, I do not.
You don't.
Okay. I closed my eyes most times.
You got scared. You thought I was going to wreck?
Not
yes. me.
Yes.
But
yeah.
just the situation of being in a car
just,
wreck?
Yes.
Okay.
Just cars.
Sure. Okay.
Like downtown
I trust
Charleston.
That you just, you know, you hopped in the, were you in the front or the back?
I was in
remember.
The front.
Yeah, you hopped in shotgun with what could possibly be your death.
Yeah. No.
So, I mean, you trusted me a little bit.
Yeah.
So, I thank you for that.
Of course. You scored the tickets. The least I could do was not complain about the driving too much.
Yeah. I don't think anyone like that's going to come through for us this time.
No, hopefully. Or unfortunately not. Hopefully. So, John Reed, Has been just absolutely dominating the Twitter sphere as he has front row tickets to the game and is just rubbing it in.
You can't do that.
He's rubbing it in.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, no tickets for the common fan, but big wig, award-winning radio host John Reed gets to go sit front row.
Let's not throw the word wig around when talking about John Reed.
Sorry, John. Sorry, buddy.
But a limited number of standing room only tickets will go on sale at the front entrance ticket window at Lindsey Nelson as gates open 90 minutes prior to each Tennessee's best of three series against LSU. Obviously, that's Saturday, Sunday, and if necessary, which it won't be, Monday. But fans interested in purchasing SRO tickets, Tucker, this might be you.
I'm going to try.
May begin forming a line no earlier than 2 p.m.
Yeah,
I don't know what they're going to do. Like, if someone just goes and are they just going to tell them to leave? Like,
yeah, you might get arrested. I don't know.
You're going to get arrested for standing
That's
in
true.
Line?
What happens if 2,000 people show up?
They can't stop us
Number
all.
Number one, they ain't got that many. How many tickets did they say? 500? Was there even 500?
I don't even see a number
there,
here.
No number. Okay.
They're real good about hiding these
numbers. Maybe they just have a roll of tickets, and until someone goes, hey, I think that's enough, maybe that's when they cut it off.
The classic, like, when I don't know if you had this in your school, just buses in general, but when the Farragut teachers would have bus duty, they had the little clicker, and you just clicked as many kids as came off the bus, so
right.
you knew how
yeah,
many
I'm sure that's what
kids
they'll do.
Were on the roster. So I'm sure they'll have a clicker of some sort. But, yes, you mentioned – Well, actually, let me go ahead and finish up. No earlier than 2 p.m. on Saturday, fans unable to secure tickets will be able to soak in the game day atmosphere at the Big Orange Block Party, which is going to begin 2.5 hours prior to first pitch. VFL Jason Swain first proposed the idea, and White and his staff quickly mobilized to develop plans for a family-friendly, non-ticketed fan experience. Now,
glad they threw in that family friendly. I bet you they aren't going to allow drinking. That's for sure.
There was a discussion.
I mean, who's
going to
stop them if everybody is?
I don't know if they'll allow drinking. Like, I don't know if it's going to be like, hey, bring your booze. But I'm sure there will be some sort of keg stand somewhere.
Yeah, it'll happen.
My bad. Not keg stand as in someone standing on a keg, as in just a stand.
Oh,
like
I thought you were referring to the actual keg stand. No. I was like, yeah, someone somewhere. I mean, frat rows right there.
I don't go to a lot of parties, so I realized as soon as I said that, I was like, that's an actual terminology.
Yeah, that's a thing. But too young.
There will be taps on tap.
Yes.
If you will. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure they're going to try to milk
something like that,
every dollar out of this.
Probably.
I mean, shout out to Jason Swain, I guess, but I don't know if the first proposed the idea. I think he was the first to get in someone's ear about
getting
in the ear.
But, he has the resources.
To prop it up as first to propose, I think is a little weird.
A little wrong.
Yeah, a little untrue.
Unfactual.
The Big Orange Block Party is free for all fans and will feature a live big screen game broadcast, games for children, access to concessions, and more. So I do think if there's going to be access to concessions, I'm sure someone will bring a beer truck.
They're selling beer. I've had a thought. So
this
screen, right? Is it going to be the TV broadcast, or are they going to have a live feed?
That was my question to you.
Because I don't want it to be delayed.
That's what I was going to say. Like, Lindsey Nelson's going to go crazy.
Yeah,
and
you're going to be like,
Lindsey Nelson's going to be 5 seconds later.
Yeah, like if they can do it with a legitimate live feed, like just, you know, projecting what the cameras in the stadium see to this monitor or whatever they're going to use.
And they do that pretty well with the Jumbotron, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like in Neyland Stadium, if you get on the Jumbotron, like, it's very live. You can't.
It's about about a half second to a second delayed.
But, like, that's really unnoticeable. Except
yeah,
for
not
cheering.
Really. Yeah. I mean, Lindsey Nelson would start cheering about that much quicker. Mm-hmm. So, and number one, you'd hear the bat ding.
Yes.
From the. You know, if this is where I think it's going to be.
And if it's also, the crowd's probably going to be like murmuring. It's not going to be like dead silence sitting on hands and knees.
Yeah,
I'm
for
sure the block party will be a little bit wilder than the stadium itself if it is
true
that all season ticket holders and big donors are the people who got the tickets.
Probably.
I think they're probably going to be the sit.
This
on
could
hands.
Be a legendary moment just for the fan base.
A bunch of down in front type people in the crowd tonight.
Because you don't really you don't have tailgates around Neyland during the game, do you? I've never been outside of Neyland during a game.
There's
no one's
a good
like,
amount of tailgates, but no one's really having
like
a block.
Right there.
There's tailgates at the gates, but no one's having a full-on block party.
I guess that's fair. I mean, there's going to be a bunch of people, I think, show up to this thing.
Me too. I agree.
People are going to want to be a part of this.
The area will open on Saturday at 4:30 p.m. That is 2.5 hours prior to first pitch on Sunday and Monday, if necessary. To accommodate the Big Orange Block Party, Pat Head Summit Road will be closed to vehicle traffic between Fraternity Park Drive and Todd Helton Drive. The left gate near the porches and entrance to the G16 parking garage will remain accessible. Big Orange Block Party in store. Are you going? Are you excited? What's the move this weekend?
I will be attempting to go, for sure. Will be for sure attempting to go. And if I can't get a hold of... I'm going to attempt to get a standing room only ticket. If I can't, then I'll probably just hang out at the watch party.
How much are standing room onlys?
$15.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
That's kind of messed up.
What do you mean?
Maybe...
I do know. Remember how I had mentioned how I
500 to 15
yes.
is a very
yeah. How much is yeah yes, but yeah I the guy I had talked to, you know, I may have even mentioned it on air. I spoke to a guy who was a donor, and
I don't think you've mentioned
spoke
this.
To a guy who knew a donor, and he was like, yeah, I know him pretty well. I could probably ask him if he would sell us some tickets, you know, for he knew the guy, maybe he would, and that was yesterday. And today I messaged him and I said, yeah, probably no luck, right? And he said, I said, he's probably not selling, right? And he said, oh, he sold. And I said, oh, he sold? And he goes, yeah, he sold before I could even get to him. And I said, oh, that stinks. And he goes, yeah, sold three tickets for $300 a pop.
I'm livid.
And I was like, yeah, he's the problem. And he was like, yeah, I know, I told him that.
I'm livid. I mean, I'll say it again. I'll say again, A, first off, you saying he's the problem, that's true, but it's also we're the problem for,
I mean, but,
for extra
but
it,
he didn't he
it.
Didn't like post them anywhere.
No.
So the
for
guy
sure
selling
not.
It, I'm not going to say he's the problem. It's
but
just the
that,
it stinks.
That aspect.
Like that's why
it,
people aren't getting tickets.
100%. And I'll say I said it yesterday and I'll say
I
it again.
I can't throw out $900
the thing that,
for a baseball game.
The thing that pisses me the most about all of Shoot. This is not just the way it was handled or anything like that. Like everyone understands why it was handled that way. We're just upset that it's still being handled that way. Like that's not the issue of why, it's that it's still happening. But the thing that pisses me off the most is the people on the Twitter world that are just saying, wow, everyone's so stupid. Do they not know you have to line the pockets of the donors? Do they not know you have to give these people with money special privilege? No, like we do know that. We do know that.
Yeah, we get it. It
That's
just sucks.
The frustrating part.
It just sucks.
That's the annoying part, is that we know it, and it still happens right in front of our face, and they won't tell us that, it, like, you know what I mean?
And they are paying for the stuff, though.
Yeah, yeah. But we're in, like,
Just wish we would have had a shot.
Yeah. No, that's,
give us a shot.
That's all it is. Open
give
the door.
Give us a shot. Open the website, and...
I just wish they would have come to the games beforehand. I wish this wasn't been an issue until the super regional game, and now there's tickets going for $900
yeah,
and three.
Stinks. Yeah, it stinks.
Like, that's the thing that's so frustrating.
Yeah.
It's that aspect of hopping on a bandwagon. We didn't want you.
Yeah,
then.
Where have they
we
been?
We don't want you now. Exactly.
Where have they been all
exactly.
all year?
Exactly. You Speaking know? Of hopping on the bandwagon, do a little Titans talk next. Don't go anywhere. Hour one, overtime. Rolling right along live from the Fan and Radio Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys. Going up until 8 p.m. like always. Talking about the block party. Talking about the Vols baseball series this upcoming weekend, man. That's all I've been seeing on my timeline. And it's making me feel nice. Obviously, it's the only thing going on. But, like, just more Vol baseball I get, the more I love it.
Yeah. It's nice to have something dominate your timeline positive about the ball, about the Vols for once.
I love my timeline being dominated by the Balls.
By the Balls.
It's great. It's great. Everywhere I scroll, I see the Balls.
You see the Balls. I was talking to my friend today, and it was like...
Talking about the Balls?
No, we were talking about the Vols, actually.
Oh, my bad.
And we were just talking about how this fan base, like even baseball... The roar around this team right now.
I heard you trip up over that because you wanted to say Vol again instead of ball.
Yeah, real bad. but anyways, there's this passion in the fan base right now. Like, that can bleed into football season, too. Like, if you ride this wave, like, we can be even crazier for a first-year head coach, and it can get kind of wild. And it was – we talked about how it was just nice that for once – this isn't blind passion. This is pride. We know this team is good. This team is good. It's done everything it needs to do to show that we are good and we are here. And it's nice to just be so confident and just proud It's not just cheering on for the, you know, for the colors and the team. It's there's a chip on this fan base shoulder. It's fun.
It goes back to the Evan Russell quotes of yesterday. We're ready to be the villain, and our fans are ready to be the villain, which was 100% true. I would agree with you as well, as I think that you could kind of tell the difference between, speaking of the ticket disparity and all those things, you could tell the difference between the crowds. Is I think most of the main fans, the students, these guys who are going to these games, given they're all out on Twitter, all these things are like, yes, this is pride. This is not blind optimism. And no. I think a lot of the people with the money in their pockets were thinking blind optimism because that's what so many people have known for so long. But the people who are real down and dirty in the trenches, they knew what was happening the whole entire time.
Oh, yeah.
A very, very interesting interview today. We do this every day because they just bring in great guests. But Hurricane Gabriel, Christopher Gabriel, that is, came in on the drive today and had a quote very similar to that. I don't know exactly what he said, but it was somewhere along the lines of the best thing that's happening right now for Tennessee football is Tony Vitello. Like, just the Vols being on the map, regardless of any sport, regardless of anything, the Vols being on the map will put the Vols on the map in other sports. Uh-huh. It is a big circle of life type deal.
You kind of look at it, if I'm a football recruit right now, and I'd be honest with you, I didn't listen to the drive today, so I hope I'm not just copying. Not copying what they're saying. I was busy today. I wasn't busy, but I was. I couldn't listen. I was unable to listen.
Over your words
I did not have my phone all day.
I'll be honest with you. I never listen to the drive. I can just hear them through the walls when I'm sitting in here. Waiting.
Right, that's fair. So you don't have it on the app?
No.
You got to click it just to get the listen.
No, because what if they come out and then they hear me listening to them?
And it's
that's
like,
awkward.
Yeah, that is a little weird. That is a little weird. But if I'm a football recruit right now, and, you know, there's...
Which you could be. You could be a football recruit.
I mean, yeah, I've got eligibility. Let's go. 4 years of it.
I still have all 4 years of my basketball eligibility.
Let's do it. Let's go play for the Vols, man. I heard it's pretty cool. I might try baseball.
Anybody out there want to donate Will Stevens a kidney? I'll go out there and be a brilliant punter.
You look like a punter, especially now with the long hair.
I used to. That's how I faked getting into.
You just need a cig on the sideline. You need to be that one. You need to wear those sunglasses in your helmet and have a cig. I think
I'm down.
You'd be the best punter in the league. No, but anyways, if I'm a football recruit right now, I've been trying. I'm looking at, like, and you're just kind of hanging out. It's the summer, right? But you're an athlete. You pay attention to sports. You turn on, you know, you'll see a Tennessee baseball game at some point on Twitter, wherever. And you see the crowd. And you think, that's a baseball game at Tennessee? Is Tennessee good at baseball? They are good at baseball. Man, they're already wild in football. They're not even that great in football right now. What would it be like if they were good in football?
Exactly.
What if I go there and help them get good at football? That would be crazy. Granted, that's a bit of a perfect scenario for us. I mean, he recruits himself. But that thought process, it's not a far leap to make.
Yeah, fire the
recruiters,
just let the kids convince themselves to
come
to Tennessee.
What a leap to make that the guy who grew up wanting to play for the Vols would have a great, you know, would know exactly how it would be to want to play for the Vols.
But speaking of looking like a punter from earlier, that's how I used to sneak into Farragut football events, is if they asked me any questions, I'd be like,
a punter.
Backup punter. Like, that's just,
backup punter.
No one knows the
that's
backup
fair.
Punter. It's
that's fair.
The easiest.
Yeah, but that's your only job on the football team? Y'all had that many players?
I'm sure.
You got multiple roles.
I don't even know if we had a backup punter.
Like, our backup punter might have been our middle linebacker, I think.
I didn't play football, to be completely honest with you.
I don't
know, and
they didn't know either.
They just said backup punter, and it was cool.
That's cool. I'm glad it worked.
Yeah, I got into a lot of things that way.
Yeah, if you have a high-visibility vest and a ladder, you can get in anywhere. And a
Someone
clipboard.
Snuck into the Logan Paul-Floyd Mayweather fight and
Doing
interviewed
that?
Dave Portnoy just with a vest. He just had a vest and a fake badge and walked right in.
Yeah, you can do that. Two guys walked into the Super Bowl a few years ago doing that. Two vests, a ladder. They were both carrying the ladder. Walked right
geniuses,
in.
Geniuses.
Walked right in. No one cared. No one even asked. They walked right in. They hid the ladder, took off the vest, and watched the game.
It's brilliant.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Speaking of brilliant people coming in to a football stadium, how about Julio Jones?
Man.
Real quick on him.
He looks good. He looks good in that number two.
Yes, he does, man.
He looks good in the colors.
He does.
He looks good.
Titans blue looks good on Julio.
It does.
But his quotes today really, they made me smile. It's like, you know when you're playing a video game and it's like answer as a star or answer as a team player? He answered every single question the exact right way of the team player.
The guy wants to win. It's not about him right now. It's about the team as a whole being as good as possible. And that you got him. If that's his mentality, you...
Got the
right guy. It could be scary.
Right guy. At the end of the day, You want to create a winning culture. However you need to do it, you have to get the job done. My whole career, I've never been a stat guy. I'm a team guy. Whatever they need from me, I'm going to do, and I will enjoy playing my role at a high level, Jones said on his first Zoom news conference with the Tennessee media. Even though he says he's never been a stat guy, this is ESPN, not me, he's put on some eye-opening numbers over his 10-year career. Mm-hmm. 848 receptions, 12,896 yards, and 60 touchdowns throughout his 10-year span with the Falcons.
Yeah, and it does crack me up that people are going to say that he's injury-prone or he misses a ton of time. He really doesn't. I mean, if you go look at his time missed, he's missed no more than like maybe three games other than last year and maybe 2012, I think it was, something like that, 2012, 2013, I mean, forever ago. And also they always talk about the touchdowns, but they don't talk about the multiple thousand-yard receptions.
Or that Matt Ryan was throwing him the football.
Matt Ryan was throwing him the football.
And they haven't had an offensive brain at the helm until Arthur Smith. Like,
yeah.
Like this was the season, obviously I'm excited about Julio being on the Titans, but this was the season I was excited for Julio before mm-hmm. the Titans rumors even became a thing, because Arthur Smith, our former offensive coordinator,
yes.
goes down there. And I was like, okay, that's a really good offensive mind. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited to see what he can do with all of that offensive talent. Now, still excited to see what he can do, but now I'm even more excited for the Julio season.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really cool to see the Tennessee offense this year. Again, I said the other day, I'm a football purist. I mean, I love watching
football. Purist, you wouldn't root for the Chiefs.
What are you talking about? How? I know that was just a dig. I won't even. You can't explain. There's no way you can even back that statement.
Football
up.
Is running the football.
Football is running the football.
When was the last time the Chiefs had a 1,000-yard rusher?
Probably Jamal Charles.
Maybe.
Kareem Hunt. I bet he got 1,000. I bet he got 1,000.
He was a pass catcher. Like total yards.
He did both. Yeah.
That, but
he
I
did
don't know
both.
If he got 1,000 rushing.
You're gonna make me mad.
I'm gonna make you Google it.
You are gonna make me Google it.
While you Google it, I want to read this last quote. This one's from John Robinson here about Julio. In my discussion with Julio, his number one goal was not about targets. His goal is to win, whether it takes 9 targets, 2 targets, or none. That's the mindset that he has, and the mindset that we want here. Coach Mike Vrabel also added, "We have expectations here, and we're going to treat any player the same way they treat the team. There's no difference for Julio or for Racy McMath, 6th-round pick out of LSU. That's what we believe in. We try to make our expectations here clear and be direct with the players and get them to understand the way we want to do things." Seems like Titans culture is on the up and up.
It really does. I'm thrilled. I'm excited to see how this team looks. It's going to make for one hell of a game in Nashville this year. Plan on being there. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be cool. Wasn't planning on seeing Julio there, but may make those tickets a little more pricey, considering, you know, recent events.
At least we don't have to fight the boosters for him.
No, you just got to fight everyone in the world.
Yeah. So, I can fight everyone in the world, just not the rich old one.
For the record. Let the record show, Kareem Hunt did, in fact, get 1,000 yards rushing.
Fair enough. I stand correct.
Did, in fact, get 1,300 yards rushing.
While in KC, or are you just looking at least
while
Cleveland
in Kansas City, okay, yes. It was 2017.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
fair
he had 1,300 yards rushing. And then before that, it was Jamal Charles.
So Fair enough. So not a 1,000-yard rusher since him, though.
Yeah, it's been 2017.
We'll be right back. Fandom Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, back here in the booth. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, rolling right along till 8 p.m. Clicking through the roster, trying to figure out who that white guy behind Julio Jones was in the line.
People confused now. There's a video of Julio on Twitter today, and at is this OTAs? What is this?
No clue, man.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, so I'm not gonna be able to figure it out.
Number he's at 13, this workout.
Number 13 on the roster is a wide receiver. He's not white, so.
Okay, so no idea who this guy is.
No idea.
But they're doing just some footwork drills, and there's a guy that goes before Julio. He looks all right. And then Julio goes, and it's like, whoa, Julio's got some fast feet. And then there's this guy behind him, some random white dude that we don't know who he is, wears number 13. Will's done all his research, and his feet are almost just as quick as Julio's. Not quite, but they're pretty quick.
Google, that's all the research I need to do.
That's pretty much all you can do. It's 2021. If you don't find it with the first Google, it's not real.
No. I mean, you don't want to have to try to, like, fight
a search engine. If you click next page on Google, what kind of person are you?
Yeah, like, that's crazy.
Just give up.
That's crazy.
Just give up.
That's crazy.
Persistence is for losers.
But no, you don't want to have to, like, go through trying to fight a search engine. Search engines are, like, probably my least favorite thing.
Really?
On the internet, yeah. They just never never give me what I want.
They always fight you?
Yeah. No, I'm just trying to work a segue because... Was it Cam who brought it up today?
I saw it on Twitter. Again, wasn't able to listen. I don't know. I saw this much later. I saw the tweet later than when he tweeted. I assume he tweeted it while they were live, but I saw it later. And I can read the tweet to you. The original tweet is, "We got to assemble a whole undercard for the Fox Sports August 13th boxing match." And that we need some fire matchup. Apparently. I need to go back and listen to Talk Sports. I'm assuming that's...
Cam just booked it?
I think so. But so I reply, is this a fan-run boxing match? I just wanted to make sure. And I said, get me in the ring. I'm all in. And he said, he needs an opponent.
And so Cam's trying to fight you.
He brought the proposition to fight me. I just said I was in to get in the ring. I didn't know Cam was fighting. But anyways, me and him worked out a deal real quick. We're splitting the pay-per-view cut 50-50 right down the middle. So, I mean, these things seem pretty profitable. I might be able to pay rent for a year. That'd be pretty neat. How much do you think we could charge for a pay-per-view? Like, you pay to a paywall site that has a live stream of us fighting?
I don't know.
You think,
man,
$10 is too much?
That's way too much. Way too much.
That's what I was thinking.
I think
five? You think I can get five?
I think $250.
You think $5 is too much to watch me and Cam duke it out in the ring?
Maybe not. Like, we do have some richer fans and some fans named Richard. Dang. And also some, like, just fans who have, like, money to spend, as they've shown with trolling Russ by sending him a touch of gray and an oar and some sheep shears as well to get to the sheep. I don't know, man. I don't know how much we could charge.
Dude, I think we could. Let's not. Whoa, we don't need to talk about this on air. First off, because, I mean, maybe do a little...
I like how you always are like, let's talk about this. Wait, we probably shouldn't talk about this on air.
But we're going to keep talking about it. It's fine. But I just want to get as much as I can. You know, I want to milk this for everything it's got. I want to be like Floyd Mayweather. He makes a ton of money.
He's also good at boxing.
I mean, I give me some boxing gloves. I can pretend.
It's fair. It's the key word, though.
I've never lost. Pretend. I have never lost a boxing match. Also, real quick, boxing story. I'm not bad. Legitimately not bad. Do you want to know why I believe so?
Why do you believe you're not bad?
Okay, so not that long ago, me and my brother, we're adults now. Back in the day, me and him used to, you know, we had a homemade boxing gloves made, and me and him would box. He's 4 years older than me, so a 16-year-old was boxing a 12-year-old. It was one way. I lost a lot. So when I grew up, and now we're about the same size, mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, let's do this again. So we had boxing gloves at our, you know, they were available, and we went at it. And so these were boxing gloves acquired by somebody's friend who they got it from their friend, or not their friend, but someone that they knew who cleaned out their apartment of just junk, and boxing gloves were in there, so they acquired two sets of boxing gloves. This person was crazy that owned the boxing gloves beforehand. They've never been used since, but me and my brother saw them, put them on, and we go at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I piece him up pretty good, can't lie. You know, he's pretty exhausted, tired, and so he bows out.
You treat that man like a chicken restaurant.
We boxed for about 10 minutes. Like, it went for a while, okay? And so afterwards, he's taking his boxing gloves off or something, and he hits his arm with the front of his boxing glove, and he's like, ow. And he looks at the boxing glove, and poking through the front of the pair that he was wearing were thumbtacks from this psycho that owned them before.
How do you get thumbtacks?
I don't know. I don't know, but they were in there. But I wouldn't know the pain. I wouldn't know how much it hurt because he didn't hit me.
Wow.
Because I didn't get hit with the thumbtack boxing gloves. Ever since that moment, this was like a year ago, I'll be honest with you, a rush been feeling great. I think I'm a great boxer, so I'm ready.
Maybe
I'll get in.
Your brother just sucks.
Let's go with the best possible angle here and not think about the realistic part.
It's fair. It's fair.
Hey, 10 minutes, I don't get hit once. Just, hey.
I mean, you're making good points. You're making
never
good
lost.
Points. You're making I'll good points. It. I will just, I mean, I just.
I don't care if it's Cam, anybody. Let's go.
I think you have more options for a fair fight because you kind of find
I'm pretty
yourself
average
in the
size.
Middle. Yeah, I mean, you're shorter, but you're kind of.
I mean, well,
in,
for the bit, yeah, continue that.
But
I'm not.
You're kind of in the. Let's not lie. Okay. You're kind of in the. Like, for not for a boxer, you're tall. For a jockey, you're tall. But for an average human being,
for a jockey,
you're short.
For a jockey, everyone's tall.
Yeah, for a jockey, I'm an NBA player. You know what I mean?
Yeah. To a jockey, you're Andre the Giant.
No, they're still probably thicker than me. Like,
oh,
I'm
for
not
sure.
Giant. I'm
yeah.
just tall.
You're.
Tim Robbins.
Exactly. Sure.
But speaking of Tim Robbins looking men, Russell Smith of The Drive and I went back and forth, had a little chin waggle here in the studio earlier. As
you guys fist fought, yeah.
Yeah. Me and Russ just went ahead. Just we didn't even want to wait until
no,
August 13th.
It's
we
not
just,
about the cameras just, to you guys.
I mean, Russ doesn't really, the cameras aren't really a thing. He likes he doesn't do a Periscope. So
he doesn't do a Periscope.
That's not
that's
even
true.
An insult. That's just a fact.
That's
the
fair.
Cameras are something that show does not get along with. But Russ was in here. Hey, doxed me. I did not know they were live on air when I told them my height and weight, and then just shouts my height and weight out on air, which is 6'2", 130, which is not impressive at all. So he just shouts that out and goes,
he screams it,
and he goes, yeah, no, I think I could beat up Will. Like that's not surprising.
Come
like,
on,
like,
Russ.
That's not the surprising aspect. But he was like,
right.
But what's in it for me? Like, if I beat Will up, I'm just beating up some 19-year-old kid, and if Will beats me up, I just got beat up by a 19-year-old kid.
Yeah,
which makes plenty of sense.
Yeah,
but at the same time, like. If I beat Russ up, all I'm doing is beating up someone's dad. And if Russ beats me up, the only thing that's happening is someone's dad's beating me up.
Pretty much.
That's the middle ground we've
no
found.
Winners.
So I think Rick might have mentioned it, that maybe there's going to be a boxing match between me and Rick and loser shaves his head, something
ooh.
Like that. I think that would be nice. But
that'd be fun.
Rick's too nice for me to want to fight.
Yeah, that's my situation with Cam. I don't want to punch Cam in the face.
The nicest guys at FanRun are the ones who want to fight.
Yeah.
More overtime next. Don't go anywhere. Quickest turnaround in overtime history back on the airwaves here as
we're having a day today.
Technical difficulties
from
the human aspect.
Everything's on purpose.
Sure.
Everything in life has a purpose, Will.
It's one of the age-old questions. Is it pre-written or is it free will? I've never been to prison, so it's definitely not free will. But I got some debates here ready to go. Not a ton, and not really debates in general, but just like... very wild things on the timeline I've caught my eye on that I wanted to bring up to you, see how you feel about these said things.
Okay.
And we'll start with the first one. Big fan of Mayor de Blasio? Know who Mayor de Blasio is, at least?
I know who de Blasio is. I know people don't like de Blasio.
New York City mayor. Well, if you were a fan of him, don't know why you were, but it's definitely changed today as this morning. De Blasio ranked his best pizza toppings to showcase how to use the ranked choice voting system. They're changing ballots or something like that. And so
that's a bold choice right out the gate as the mayor of New York.
Yes. And his best
for pizza?
New York pizza toppings.
Just go with a hot dog.
There's only 6 on the board here. Or no, I take that back. 7 on the board here, but you only have 5 slots to rank them in. I'll go ahead and just read you the toppings, and then I'll read you his rankings afterwards.
Okay.
So, no particular order, just the order they're listed in right now. No rankings yet.
Right.
Olives, pineapple, vegan cheese, clams, sausage, mushrooms, green peppers, pepperoni.
It better be reverse order.
Would you like me to read that again?
It better be reverse order.
Olives, pineapple, vegan
cheese.
Did
you say clams?
Clams, sausage. This is a Northeastern place, but I've never heard of clam pizza. Mushrooms, green peppers, pepperoni. Now, would you like to hear the order he put them in?
Oh, dear God. Yeah.
First.
If pepperoni's at the bottom.
First. There's only 5 spots to rank them in. So everything else is just tied for 6, basically.
Okay.
So
de Blasio, bold move.
First, would you like to take a guess?
The first one better not be damn clams.
Just go ahead and take a guess.
Is it? Let's just go with... sausage.
Green peppers is his number one ranked topping. Okay,
that's not how you start a pizza.
Green peppers is his number one ranked topping.
It's not your base of a pizza. You don't get a pepper pizza.
I don't think these
pizza.
Are going in the order of just putting him in order. I think he's
just
his
favorite?
His favorite toppings.
Okay.
Number two, would you like to take a guess out of those?
It's clams.
Olives. Olives is his number two.
Olives are just gross.
Number three.
The clams are in there.
Sausage. Sausage is his number three. Number four?
The vegan cheese.
Mushrooms.
Okay.
And number five was pepperoni. So did not touch pineapple, vegan cheese, or clams, but still put them on the list.
Just to mention them so he could be different?
I guess.
Is wrong with you, de Blasio?
I guess.
I mean, he at least made somewhat a pizza with the rankings, you know, one through five. That's a pizza.
Not a big vegetable guy, but yeah. It's,
I like peppers and onions on my pizza. It's not my favorite.
I'm a spinach guy. Spinach on a pizza is really as far as I go. You ever had a nice Alfredo sauce, grilled chicken, bacon, pepperoni?
Sure, yeah, I've had
spinach.
One of those pizzas. Those are
pretty
good.
Fire.
Those are
get
pretty
some ranch
good. I don't know if there's spinach on the one that I tried, but it was pretty good.
Put some spinach on there next
dipping
time.
Dipping your pizza in ranch.
Okay, hold on. Are you just gonna...
I mean, people do that, but I'm just not a big dipper of a pizza. You eat the pizza. The pizza is what it is. You know?
I'm not a big sauce guy. Maybe they have good pizza in Granger County, which I doubt. But maybe they have better tomato sauce because they have good tomatoes.
Pizza Plus,
but like,
brother.
I don't think there's like really great pizza here. So I've always just had Papa John's and you dip it in something because the pizza sucks. But when you go get good pizza,
right?
Won't dip in anything. Like if I go get, I don't know if I want to shout out specific spots, but if I go get a good slice of pizza, I'm not going to get any ranch to dip it in. But if I'm eating leftover Domino's from the day before, I'm going to get some ranch to dip it in. I'm going to get some butter sauce.
Sure.
Don't judge me.
Sure. I'm not judging you.
No,
I'm not judging
like
you. I just didn't pick you for a pizza.
My white trash tendencies
Hey, no. We did not develop dipping pizza in ranch.
My bad.
You can't put that on
you
us.
You developed white trash.
Okay. Nope. No, we didn't. We perfected it.
That's a good line.
You got anything else I need to debate? I can go all day.
Not really a debate. You were mentioning it earlier. I don't know if it was on air or off air, but did you see the guide to men's shorts this summer?
I believe that was off air. But yeah, I did see that.
11-inch inseams out. 9-inch inseams
11? How long
out.
Are those shorts?
Just right at the kneecap.
Is that John Cena's denim? Is that what that is?
No. It's literally just at the kneecap. I don't think you realize how many people don't realize how much 2 inches is.
Okay,
the 9-inch is
some
right,
people are real familiar
right
with
barely
it.
Above the knee. 7-inch, probably what I'm wearing right now, right in the mid thigh region.
Yeah, I'm like a
5-inch baggies.
These women want to see our thighs.
I'm fine with it. I got good legs.
You got good legs.
Yeah, I've been always.
See, I just thought I saw that
a
tweet.
Really pretty woman.
I hate these tweets now because I saw that tweet and I was like, yeah, you know what? I might give me some 5-inch inseam. Just start, you know, rocking skies out, thighs out. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
And then I was like, pasty, and then not really like defined.
That's why, like, it's just a cycle. They want you to stay in these long shorts so your thighs stay pasty. All you got to do is break out the 5.5s once,
and then they stay.
Get a nice burn
on. They stay beautiful,
and you're good.
Yeah,
but like, they want you to stay caged.
I mean, I've got a good tan.
Shorts.
I've got a good tan right now. I don't have 5-inch inseam tan right now. I've got maybe like a 6. So I just need to pull it up a little
just
more.
Just sag.
I just need to roll my shorts up at work like a get them to the length of like a 1980s like biker. Or
see, I stay rolling my shorts because my shorts are either too big for me on the waist, but the perfect length, and so I have to roll them to get them to tighten up, or my shorts are too short for me, or too long for me, but good on the waist, and so then I have to roll them.
I mean, I've got my shorts pulled up to an incredibly short length right now. If this is 5-inch, I think I've went a little far, a little overkill. If this is a 5-inch inseam, I don't know if I'm comfortable showing this much skin. I'd feel like a floozy.
Really?
Yeah, I would almost stand up in this chair just to show the camera and you how, number one, these thighs are pasty. They're glowing.
You want me to flip the camera off real quick?
No, it's good. But like, I'm just not, that's a lot of thigh. That's a lot of, I don't know. I'll have to work my way up. You know, I don't think I'm ready.
As we speak, there's photoshops going around of Tony Vitello in LSU gear on a SEC baseball Twitter.
That's hilarious.
Has tweeted out, one of the top jobs in all of college baseball is open. Who do you think LSU will hire? And there's just a couple of coaches who I do not recognize in some LSU gear.
And then
gear.
Tony V.
Tony V.
You recognize that guy.
In LSU gear, and then very, very ugly O'Sullivan down there in Florida.
Yeah, we've got the hottest coach in college baseball. Easily.
By far. Like, the most kissable coach.
He's not ancient.
In the world.
I mean, we just, we're pretty cool.
Megan Mullen is dying to come play at UT like this year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Easily.
Just someone older and not Dan.
Not Dan.
Did you see that video, by the
Dan
way?
Looks
they
like
put
a
out
ghost.
Dan last night?
No, Florida did?
Yes, dude. They did a video, and it's just Dan sitting in a room with a camera spinning around him and him pointing at it and clapping, and it's supposed to be like this big intimidating, and it just looks like a youth pastor video. Like, everything Dan Mullen does.
Yeah, it looks a little corny. It looks corny. Like, I don't know if corny, something can look corny without, like, sound, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you can just tell he's corny.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You can
on
tell.
On sight, you're like, oh, this guy. You know, he socks and sandals kind of guy.
He does have swag. Like, the Jordans are nice, but that's the only reason he has the Jordans is because they're free. Dan Mullen isn't out there getting on the sneakers app trying to wait for the
drop.
He
doesn't take L's. He doesn't know what it's like out here in these streets. He's the corporate elite 1% that just gets them.
And then finally, did you see where Snopes stepped up and saved the world today?
What'd they disprove?
Obviously, the fact-checking site disproved. Did you see the Amy Schumer truck post?
Oh, no. Yeah, I did see that. Is that real or
apparently,
fake?
Apparently, it's not a real
story. Oh, thank the Lord.
So, thank goodness.
Oh.
It's not actually Amy Schumer.
Explain the story. Wait, no. We know it's...
Energy fridge.
But is the real... have you heard the real story?
No, the truck stop is not real.
No. The... about the lady?
No, what's the lady?
With the tattoo?
What's the tattoo?
It's a teardrop.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that at first.
And they came out and, you know, made a statement and said, hey, everybody's thinking this. It's not true. The teardrop isn't because she murdered a person. It's because she fell asleep at the wheel and ran someone over, and she got a teardrop to memorialize them.
So
she did.
She did murder
somebody.
No,
she did.
That's murder.
She did. She did, and they said that's not what it was for, but it was what it was for.
No, this cast on my...
Do you get the teardrop if you accidentally kill somebody?
I think you leave it hollow if it's manslaughter.
I feel like that's a little bit much. Why would you want that on your face?
I don't know. Maybe a constant reminder? Like she was wearing a shirt that said trucking and something that rhymes with trucking.
I hope that was fake. I hope that part was fake, too.
The greatest part of it all, a thing that not a lot of people realize, is if you look closely in the background, a sign that just says in big letters, stop pooping in our parking lot.
Sometimes you got to put up a sign when the hooligans
when
get out in the parking lot.
When people get too comfortable.
Yeah. They start setting roots down.
I'm sorry, but I'm one that's impressive. If you can just squat,
you can poop
and
drop,
in the parking
and lot?
Go...
Oh, there's, dude, there's...
I'm a battler. Like
a
it's 20-minute battle.
You go to work in there.
Yeah, like, you're breaking a sweat, fart fans on, the whole 9 yards. I can't just squat, drop, and roll.
I mean, I've seen some horrifying things on Twitter of people just... They're like a closed-circuit camera of, like, some... I think it was a lady. I think it was a lady. She was walking in a grocery store wearing a dress, and she never broke stride.
Oh, I think I've seen this.
She never stops moving her legs, and it just right there on the floor, and she never looks back. She's a pro. That was not her first time.
Pooping is one of the hardest things. Like, you can tell when a kid is pooping. Like, it makes
a
face.
You gotta put some work.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I just understand you probably shouldn't poop in public, but
probably shouldn't. No, people got to deal with that.
You
got to
respect the challenge.
I mean, I think some people just don't have to battle. You know, I think some people just kind of falls out. You know, they got a healthy colon. I think eating Taco Bell and just all this garbage fast food's ruined our bellies, I think. We started too young. You know, I feel like people didn't eat as much fast food back in the day, and so maybe they didn't, you know, just have their entire life eating garbage.
Yeah, but...
So I think that's the problem here.
Yeah, no. I don't know. How far back are you going with people who didn't eat fast food that often? Like what's your year mark? You going 80s? You going 60s?
Going 81.
That was when
November.
It became hard to poop.
November 81. That was
November 81. I can still remember it like it was yesterday. Yeah. It was a battlefield.
People were, I mean, because like everybody called 911 because they were like, hey,
I can't.
I'm having to try here. And they're like, oh, God, you're doing what now?
That was when constipation was invented.
They're like, what? And they're like, God, we got to come up with a word for that. And they're like, I don't know, man.
Pushing was usually just reserved for delivering babies.
Yeah. Are you having a baby? No, I'm a man. Oh, God. Okay. God, did they? Should they call us? They're talking behind the phone. Everybody's worried. That's what happened. November 81. Check it. There's documentaries out there.
I'll make sure to check that on thisdayinhistory.com.
Yeah, the day the poop stood still. That's what it's called.
The day the poop pushed through. from one poopy story to the next, did you see where apparently teams are also calling and gathering intel on Memphis head coach Penny Hardaway and his work, see if he would like if they would like to offer him an NBA job.
Ooh, what did they say? What teams?
No teams,
or just
here.
Teams.
It was included with a tweet talking about Michigan's Juwan Howard continuing to tell NBA teams that he is not interested in leaving Ann Arbor, but teams are also calling and gathering intel on the body of work that Memphis head coach Penny Hardaway has put
together. Juwan Howard that great?
I mean, a very impressive first season. That was his first season coaching, but he's been involved with places before. I mean, he was a very tenured vet on a couple of those Miami Heat teams. Like, he won a ring with one of those Miami Heat teams in 2012, 2013, and he played on the Fab Five.
Sure.
Like, that is a tenured vet.
Sure.
Obviously, no Udonis Haslam, but he's a tenured vet who knows how it is to play basketball, be a player. I mean, he's really the forefront of the culture of basketball as well from the Fab Five. So it really goes into that. And
an honest question.
No, and that was an honest answer.
Yeah.
But a very impressive season as well. Obviously, Hunter Dickinson and a couple other really good players are going to be leaving that team. But, I mean, Michigan, I think, is here to stay. I think you're starting to see, as the Blue Bloods kind of trail off with Coach K, Roy Williams leaving, John Calipari hopefully struggling continues.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
And even if it doesn't, like, that's still two.
Who cares?
Of,
we're good.
That's two of the three Blue Bloods out of the way with Roy Williams and Coach K stepping down after this year. So, I mean, I think it's going to open the door for the schools like a Tennessee, like a Baylor, like a Michigan. Those schools that obviously like have had some storied success before. They're not coming out of nowhere with this, but really time to make not the new Blue Bloods, because you can't change Blue Bloods.
No.
But the new version of Blue Bloods.
A new era. A new generation.
What's the new
kids in town?
Sure. The new kids on the block. We'll call it that.
The new kids on the block.
More overtime next. Don't go anywhere. Fan Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, overtime, back here on your airwaves, live from the Fan Radio studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, rolling right along, live from the Fan Radio studios. Like I said, Tucker, I think you tweeted it out, but a new ocean just dropped.
New ocean drop.
We talked about the new dino that
Ain't
just
that
dropped
crazy?
Yesterday. New ocean drops
Man.
Today. National Geographic says it is officially recognizing the body of water surrounding the Antarctic as the Earth's fifth ocean, the Southern Ocean.
Tough look for those kids about to go into like third grade this summer. Mm-hmm. And they're like, they upped their oceans to learn by like 20%.
Yeah.
That's tough for them. That's more homework. They're going to have more homework than us.
And Southern is a very hard word to spell.
It is. It's a long one.
Yeah.
That's a long Pacific's still going to trip them up. That's a classic. Gets them. But Southern, that's untested waters. You know, how are kids going to learn that? No one knows. What if they just don't receive it? It'd be tough.
What if they're like,
No, this I'm good.
You're trying to bring critical race theory into the classroom, now critical climate theory? I'm out.
Four oceans is enough. Take it easy with all these oceans. Okay, well, so my question here is,
I can't promise I have an answer for you.
Is it not just like, it wasn't that already there?
Yes, but
the Arctic Ocean?
It was included with, you had the Indian Ocean kind of right there. You also had...
Is it already on the Apple map? Let me see.
I don't know.
Maybe it'll show me where it's at.
You do have, it's the four oceans, correct me if I'm wrong, are the Pacific, the Atlantic, the Arctic, and the Indian, correct? Is the Indian still included in it?
Yeah, the Indian's in there.
That's what I thought. So you
have
kind of the Indian and then the Arctic, but there is a very distinct difference between like the southern part of the Arctic and the Arctic Ocean, as the Arctic is mostly frozen. The Southern Ocean has long been recognized by scientists,
oh,
but because there was never an agreement internationally, we never officially recognized it. That's Alex Tate.
The Arctic Ocean is in the north.
National Geographic.
The Arctic Ocean is up north. So this is a new ocean. It's the Southern. Southern Ocean? Is that what it's called?
Yes, it's the Southern.
They couldn't throw in Southern Antarctic Ocean or something like that, you know? Because that's what it is.
Yeah,
it's
but
like
you
a,
were just complaining
ocean.
That the kids were going to have to spell Southern.
Yeah, forget those kids. I'm already out of school. All right, I can talk and read and spell, okay? Let's give it a good name. Southern Ocean. It just feels like they kind of phoned it in a little bit with the name. Give it something cool.
I'm sorry, Atlantic, Pacific, that's not great names.
I mean, the Arctic Ocean isn't called the North Ocean.
I think it should be.
The Northern Ocean.
I think it should be.
I mean, the thing is here, you can name them that because north and south is absolute, and no matter what, like, you know, north is north everywhere, so I guess that's fair. Because you can't make the Pacific Ocean the West Ocean because, according to Japan, it's the East Ocean.
It's also technically in the middle because it is a globe.
Yeah. So, I mean, whatever. I not flashy enough. Give me a cool name.
It's sort of geographic nerdiness in some ways, Tate said. We've always labeled it. But we labeled it slightly differently than other oceans. The change was taking the last step in saying we want to recognize it because it is an ecological separation. The Southern Ocean stretches from Antarctica's coastline to the 60 degrees south latitude, excluding the Drake Passage and the Scotia Sea. Newest body of water makes it the second smallest after the Arctic.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how far out this goes, you know, from Antarctica.
To the 60th degree.
Okay, yeah, but I don't know how far that is. Is it tiny? Is it big?
Well, if you just look up a map of longitude latitude, it is 60 of them.
I'm sorry, I can't help you there.
Not only did a new ocean just drop, but we're getting a new Velma.
A new Velma? A new Velma.
Mindy Kaling's Velma series will reimagine
like Scooby-Doo?
The character, yes,
oh.
As an East Asian descent and living in a different world. She's going to get her own spinoff.
Okay.
It's really all there is to it.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Is it animated?
Yes, it is going to be animated.
Mindy Kaling?
Mindy Kaling.
Oh, she's writing a show?
Yes, main writer on
The
Office.
Oh, it'll actually probably be pretty funny.
I love that people always insult her, saying like some of her things aren't funny or like the people try to dunk on her Twitter replies. And she always, there was one very famous one where someone used an Office GIF to roast her in her, telling her she was not funny.
She's like, I wrote that.
In her comments. And she quote tweeted and said, very funny, I wrote that exact scene you just used for me. And I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, a lot of people, I guess, wouldn't know. She's wrote a ton of The Office.
She's a genius.
Tons and tons.
Love Mindy Kaling.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever watched the
Great Comedy
the
Writer.
Mindy Project.
Uh-uh.
It was on for a little bit. It was a pretty enjoyable program.
Oh. Very cool. Very cool. I've been, you know, consuming some The Office media lately. So, you know,
I don't think you're alone on that.
I mean, no, I've not been watching the show. I don't have the Peacock. I've not bought a new subscription. That takes a lot of, like, eventually I'll get there probably. But no, just, like, learning about the writers and stuff like that. And, it, like, quite a room they had going on over there. Quite a writer's room.
Oh, for sure.
Pretty cool.
Fantastic. And the improv is improvisational skills as well. Like, the Michael kissing Oscar.
Yeah,
was
improv.
Never written.
Was not in the script.
And speaking of new things as well, a new Green Bay quarterbacks just dropped as the Green Bay Packers sign quarterback Jake Dolgala.
Is that the starter?
After minicamp tryout. No.
Is he the...
But he is the fifth quarterback now on the roster. Do you think you can name me three of them?
Yeah, I can name three of them. Aaron Rodgers. Jordan Love. Blake Bortles.
Can you get the last guy? I don't think you can.
Who's that other guy?
Ben Kurt?
No idea.
Kurt Ben Kurt, which is a fantastic
Kurt
name.
Ben Kurt.
Hey, Kurt. You Ben Kurt?
Ben Kurt?
Still Kurt.
Still Kurt. Ben Kurt will be Kurt.
Always be
until
Kurt.
Further notice, brother.
But no, the Green Bay Packers sign Jake Dolgala. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. After his tryout during the 3-day mini camp concluded on Thursday.
That's good. I mean, you get a little tryout, and you make the team as a quarterback. I mean, you don't really make the team. Do you think he makes the – probably won't be the 53rd – make the 53-man roster, you think? Think they're going to keep five?
Don't think so.
I mean, they might keep four. I mean, somebody's probably leaving.
Aaron Rodgers is.
Yeah. So, I mean, who knows? Is that Blake's team?
It's definitely Blake's team.
It's Blake's team,
Jordan,
right?
Jordan Love was struggling, apparently, in the first day. Was able to kind of get it fixed in the last 2 days, but apparently a real hard struggle for him in the first day. Let me find...
A lot of pressure, I'm sure. Like, it would be tough to go out there and perform, honestly. But I'm a mental head case when it comes to sports in a lot of times, so I would really easily, like, hype myself up or stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he's different. He's a pro athlete. But, I mean... Kind of being the reason, and it's not your fault. Nobody believes it's his fault, but they kind of put it on him because he was put into that position. The fact that Aaron Rodgers, the best quarterback Green Bay's ever had, sorry, you know, whatever, Bart Starr, you're great, but Aaron Rodgers, for comparing skill here, let's be honest.
Not even going to give any respect to Brett Favre?
I mean, Brett Favre's pretty good.
He doesn't deserve it.
Brett Favre's pretty good. He's okay. He's had some...
I hate Brett Favre. Brett Favre's one of the most overrated quarterbacks of all time.
Oh, wow.
He could sling the tater, but to the opposite team 90% of the time.
Who
it
cares?
Was terrible,
he was
dude.
Awesome. He was electric to watch. I didn't put him on the best
Not
list.
Even really, he really wasn't even that electric to watch. He was just an old dude.
You like Jameis Winston, don't you?
Yeah, but Jameis is Brett funny. Favre. Brett Favre's not funny off the field.
How is Jameis Winston funny off the field?
Eating the W is quite possibly the greatest comedic mastermind thing anybody's ever done, ever. You cannot correct me. Dude went out and got LASIK. He was like, you know what? Yeah, my eyes aren't working. I'm going to go shoot him with lasers. What'd Brett Favre do? Teamed up with Wranglers, maybe said a couple of things that a lot of people didn't like, and then went and apologized for it, and then sent a penis picture to a couple of people.
He did do that.
Like, that's all Brett Favre's really done.
He did do the picture.
But
that happened.
Notes from minicamp practice number one, Jordan Love went 12 of 13, passing in the team drills and including a failed two-minute drill for the first day.
Oh, a failed two-minute drill. That's tough in practice.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make him run more, you think? You think they make him do that?
Probably.
You know, run me it's like in the Remember the Titans, just run a mile. And he says, do you know how long a mile is? And he says, 5,280 feet. And then you have to count your steps. I think they're that tough on the NBA or NFL players, right?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
For sure, it's just like high school football.
100%. People care.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm trying to read through this without... they're going to be down a wide receiver, too. Apparently, earlier this year, a wide receiver, Sternberger...
Yep, everybody knows Sternberger.
Fell asleep behind the wheel after making the horrible decision to drink after taking antidepressants. I want to apologize to the Green Bay Packers organization, everyone else who has supported me along this journey. Sternberger said in a statement, it is never okay to drink and get behind the wheel, except for when I do it. Sternberger, who said he has gone through therapy over the past 16 months, I will never ignore my mistakes. DUIs are just skyrocketing right now, I feel like. I don't know if it's just because people haven't been able to get out or maybe it's just me.
It's those to-go drinks that everybody clamored about and said it was evil and it was going to kill society. Here you go. Here's your evidence, people.
And I feel a little bit bad about this one because the mix of antidepressants, there's some sort
of extra
step there.
Right.
There's some sort of mental illness hurdle there that is mixed with that. But it's still, it's still not something you can make an excuse about with that. But, I mean, you have, the Browns lady getting caught back in May and now not getting fired from her job.
Yep.
This guy.
He's getting fired from his job.
Probably will be. But he said he's been going to therapy over the past 16 months, can participate in all offseason and preseason practices and games, but will be out until week 3. So I guess a 2-game suspension.
Okay.
But, I mean, you also have Tony La Russa. I mean, it's just I feel like they're skyrocketing. I feel like it might be just because people haven't been able to get out and party. But, like, people are making bad decisions left and right.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's really just a constantly, though. People are always doing some dumb stuff. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Maybe it's just being more heavily reported. You know, more famous people are doing it.
Perhaps.
I don't know. Because they're the ones who were actually able to lock themselves completely in. You know? So maybe they got a little too comfortable, like you said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little bit too comfortable.
It happens. Speaking of, again, new things, do you see where Mac Jones has a new nickname?
No.
People are saying, well, like Cam Newton has a knack for giving nicknames as he has gifted Mac Jones the nickname Mac and Cheese.
Mac and Cheese. I knew it would be food related.
It's just I like it, I guess. But it's
my brain instinctively went to Big Mac, but he's not big.
No, he's still wearing jersey number 50. I saw in a post. I don't know why
they haven't gotten him a jersey yet. Like if you changed nothing about a season except for his jersey, that number would add like 15 interceptions on his stats.
He looks so fat in this jersey number 50. I'm not even
just
trying
to be mean. Just makes
you look bad. Like, he just looks fat. His titties are popping in this.
They're looking nice.
I mean, he's not wearing any shoulder pads, and it looks like he's wearing those.
Oh,
extra,
the jersey.
Like,
see, the jersey with no, like, without the shoulder pads is always a tough
one. It's
look
not
to
even the
off.
Scrunchy one, though. It's just a, it's
yeah,
just
it's like a
red
loose
practice
one.
Jersey.
Yeah, it's, and, no, it's tough.
And he's popping in him.
It's tough. It's a tough look to pull off.
For sure. Hit a quick break. We'll be back. Talk a playoff expansion a little bit, and then probably also going to talk. I just clicked the wrong thing. Hold on one second. I apologize.
We're going to talk for sure.
We're going to talk. No,
I promise.
I went to click my notes app, click my podcast app, and panicked,
no.
Thinking it was just going to blare a podcast that I was recently listening to.
Can we just
to.
Do that one day?
That would be really funny if we just start. Just
can we just put one of our old podcasts into the system and then just play and see if people notice?
I doubt people would.
I bet they wouldn't.
Let's see if they see. Let's just see. Let's just see how long we can wait until someone's like, hey,
yeah,
come on.
We
back,
should
guys.
Try that on June 10th.
Today is June 10th.
I mean, if you're listening to this now, yeah, it is.
We'll be right back. Welcome back in, Fandom Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, live from the Fandom Radio studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys, going up until 8 p.m. as always, live from the Fandom Radio studios. Tucker, let's see if you can answer this question.
Let's see.
What's the opposite? So if you leave a basketball outside and it's cold, it's going to get flat.
Yes.
I think the proper term for that, I believe, is condensing air. It gets condensed over time because the cold air condenses it, and that's why it goes flat. What's the opposite
of
condensing?
Dispersing?
Something's getting bigger.
Diffusing?
If you were filling up a basketball,
inflate?
The air inside of it is expanding.
Expanding, okay.
We are expanding the college football playoff.
Oh,
hopefully.
I got you. I get what you were going for.
Hopefully.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Maybe a little, like, maybe shoot me a little, you know, a little quick. Hey, just real quick, just so you know, before when we go in.
No, that's on you.
Okay, that's fine.
Try to keep up, man.
You tossed one to me, and I struck out. That's okay.
That's what happens. Sometimes
okay.
you throw the alley-oop, and
it's all right.
You miss.
I didn't even touch rim.
Yeah, no, you didn't even get the ball. It was.
I missed the pass.
It's going to count as a turnover on my books,
yeah.
But I'm going to be mad
it's
at
my
you.
Fault, yeah. Okay, that's fair.
But
the expansion.
Yes, there was many talks about when this meeting could happen,
for years.
What's going to happen, or just recently, like over the
yeah.
past 2 days I've been
but
clicking
also
on
for
headlines.
Years.
Yes, for sure. I mean, how long do you think, when's the playoff, 2016, 2017-ish?
It was 20, no, it's older
18?
Than that. 14?
No.
15?
Yeah. No, yeah.
Is
now
it 14?
I'm thinking about it, Jameis was still in.
I mean, was it 2014?
No, Jameis was the last one, wasn't he? He won the last one.
I'll be honest with you.
It was Oregon, Florida State, and Ohio State.
The first year.
Ohio State won it in 2016.
Okay. It's 2014.
It was 2014?
It was 2014.
Dang. I was still too off.
Yeah, don't you try to talk me out of my right.
You didn't say a number. I said
2016. I said 2014.
Sure.
I said it.
Sure.
It's on the record.
No,
we're recording.
Not. No, it's no, we're not.
Okay.
How
why
you,
did I Google 2014?
I don't know. I was trying to speak, and you said it's been going on for years, and I said how long?
Okay.
I don't know.
It's fine.
I haven't hit record yet, so all of that's off the record. Thank goodness for that. No one's have to listen back to that
that's
or
okay.
anything.
Yeah, you missed nothing.
But
so
no.
anyways, expansion.
Yeah, the expansion. It's been kind of like a headline for a couple of days that they're wafting over it. There are these talks of proposals
yeah.
and different things. Meetings have yet to happen, but it came out today that the playoff management committee will consider expanding the current four-team field to a 12-team format when it's time to meet in Chicago next week, marking the first step in what could be another historic change for the sports postseason.
Yeah, but I believe I saw somebody say pretty much it was already considered a done deal.
I believe Brent McMurphy, let me find his tweet. Tweeted out.
I think that's who I saw say that, yeah.
Pending approval, which will be approved. College football playoff headed to the 12 teams. Earliest start would be after the 2023 season, sources told Stadium. Because of the impact of expanding playoff.
23?
Yeah, 23.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's a long time. That's way too long from now.
Except anywhere from 4 to 10 bowls will be eliminated by 2023 as well.
So we're getting rid of bowls.
I mean, you got to put them in the playoffs. So you're going to have to get those big money sponsors. You can't.
Yeah,
have,
I guess that's
Bad
true.
Boys Mowers aren't going to be able to fork up enough change to be in the playoff.
That's fair.
Also, Nicole Arbach tweeted in today, or not to us, but just tweeted.
Yeah,
to
not
the
not
world.
Not at, yeah.
Tweeted into the Twitter world. Not
yeah, I wasn't considered. I thought it was a little rude.
But I double checked this, and because the 12-team CFP's proposal for first round buys are for conference champions. That being said, Notre Dame would not be eligible for a bye.
That's pretty great.
I'm assuming they didn't mention it.
This
but
could
I'm
force their hand to
I'm
join a
conference. I'm assuming
BYU
would also not be able to play in one of those first four buys. They're not in a conference in football either, are they?
No.
So the expansion looking like it could happen. This proposal at its heart was created to provide more participation for more players and more schools, said the CFP executive director Bill Hancock. In a nutshell, that's what the group's work. That is the working group's message. Proposal, which was written by subcommittee comprised of Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby. That's a hell of a name.
Bowlby from Jimmy Neutron.
SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey, Notre Dame Athletic Director Jack Swarbrick, and Mountain West Commissioner Craig Thompson was presented to the entire group of FBS commissioners on Thursday morning. Quote, "We probably underestimated, we being the A5 commissioners, how difficult it was to be on the outside looking in on a four-team playoff," Bowlsby said. "I think that was a factor. There was certainly lots of consideration around those of us that were left out one time or another. So I think that was an element of it. Trying to get more people in. Definitely want to get more people in, more competitive. But I think, I mean, this is just, it's just more teams are going to be able to play.
Yes.
To lose to Florida, or not Florida, Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State.
But who cares? Stay on. Who cares? It'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be fun.
More football.
More football is more football.
More football that means something.
Yes,
you know,
for sure.
It means the most. It's in the playoff. So
yeah,
I
don't think you'll have as many opt-outs.
No, you won't.
You'll definitely have a full roster, full
You'll
squad.
See more of your stars.
The only thing
I think that actually could be what's pushed them to do this is, I mean, give them something to play for if you don't want them to opt out. And so now you're going to have 12 teams in there.
And I do worry about the aspect of it does increase the risk of injury.
Yes, it does.
As many games as you
playing
play.
Playing football, yeah.
Just, I mean, the more football games you play, mm-hmm. the better it is for us to watch. But the more football games you
the
play.
The higher the likelihood.
Exactly. So it is going to be one of those things where, like, you don't ever hope for injuries, but this is one of the few times you really definitely do not want injuries to happen, because if it starts going downhill and guys are getting banged up in these games and careers are ruined, it's a very sad aspect of a very real possibility.
Yeah, but I mean,
no one's going to change the rule back. That's not what I'm saying. But
yeah.
it is a possibility, and that's a very sad aspect of it. But more inclusion, more players, and hell, I mean, even that opens the door for more players. If
they
one guy goes
possibly
down,
go win a national championship,
you have to step up for it.
Yeah. Gives these teams more of a shot to go win an Natty, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. All right, guys. So here's the thing. Ugh. You think we're top 12 by 2023, baby? 2024. We got till 2024 to get up in the top 12. We can get in the playoff. Now, hey, that's a long time. I'm just saying it's a long time from now. And who's to say it's not possible?
It's not possible.
That the Vols might be dancing around.
It's not possible.
In the first round. We could lose in the first round.
Impossible.
It'd be pretty cool.
Impossible.
It'd be pretty cool, though,
impossible.
Will. Impossible? No way. It's not
no
impossible.
Shot
it's possible.
In hell.
But do you know what impossible means?
Yes.
It is possible.
And that's why I'm using that word.
You could say
I
implausible.
I would never use the word impossible unless I absolutely, without a doubt,
I'm saying it's plausible.
Knew it and meant it.
I'm saying
and
it's possible.
It is impossible for the Vols.
It's not.
To sneak into the playoff within the next 5 years.
No way. We can do it.
I really hope that we're a top 15 team.
Yeah, it's top 12.
But at the same time, I know what you're saying.
We've been top 10 before.
But
not the end of the season.
You're not going to get an SEC team to sneak in the bottom level like that. Like, the SEC teams are going to have probably four at the top, because that's usually what happens is there's at least one SEC team at six.
Yeah, but if we're good enough.
But if we're top five.
There's 12.
If there's, yes. but they're not going to just go up and load up half of the whole entire playoff as SEC members.
I mean, like, with four spots, they've had two before. That's half.
Yes, but now it's 12. That's a big number of half. Like, right. A big change.
I'm not saying half.
This is for inclusion. This is for conferences. This is for the non-Power 5 schools that haven't got a shot. Tennessee, A, ESPN doesn't like us already, and those are the guys who are making these, not ESPN themselves, but ESPN and all these things.
Remember, baseball's bleeding into football. We're going to be great.
Baseball's bleeding into football. That's great. That's fantastic. I love baseball bleeding into football. But that doesn't change the reality that they want to get the Cincinnati's in. They want it, like, Tennessee has money to offer, but I don't think they have as much market to offer as any other conference. You know what I mean? Like, already having the SEC market is game over. Like, they already have the SEC market on lockdown. They really want to get these Pac-12. They really want to get the Big 12 some more schools in. They really want to get the Big 10 some more love. They, like, it's not the SEC. This is the SEC is not going to be negatively or positively impacted by this. It's just going. It's still going to be the same schools from the SEC going to the top. It just might be one or two. It might be LSU 1 year and A&M the next year. But to say, I just do not see Tennessee being within that realm of being a top five team within the next 5 years, because I don't think if you find yourself from five or below, that Tennessee will have an easy time to sneak into that playoff.
Possible.
We'll be right back. Woo! Happy birthday to It's time for the birthday game. It's time for the birthday game. It's time for the birthday game. As always, people are born and then we talk about them, and today is no different, just different names.
We got some good ones today?
No.
We never do.
Went through and got some.
May is so good. May is such a great month.
People be
having babies.
Yeah. But no. I went through and got some This Days in Histories to counter. There's some really good names, and then it falls off a cliff. Very, very fast.
Okay.
I mean, like, the best basketball player on this list today, TikTok star. That's where we're at right now. So, going to be a hard day, but we'll start in the world of royalty. June 10th, 1921, born in Greece, passed away recently, April 9th, 2021, at the age of 99. Duke of Edinburgh and husband of Queen Elizabeth II, he earned the distinction of being the longest-serving and oldest spouse of a reigning British monarchy.
His name is...
You really only have to guess first name right here.
Yeah, so, I know.
It's all you got to get.
I know. And his name is... He was a prince, right? Edward? George. Philip. It was Philip. It's Philip.
There
it's Prince
go.
Philip.
It was Philip.
Yeah.
June 10th, 1922. Grand Rapids, Minnesota, passed away at the age of 47, June 22nd, 1969. Movie actress right here, movie icon.
One Sharon
of
Tate.
The first movie icons of her time. She played Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz and became the youngest winner of the Cecil B. DeMille Award for Lifetime Achievement at the age of 39. She was nominated for Academy Awards for her role in a film A Star is Born and Judgment in Nuremberg in 1969 at the age of 47.
I know her name.
Away of a drug overdose.
I know her name.
J.G.
Judy Garland.
It is Judy Garland.
Thank you. I knew exactly who it was.
I don't think you've gotten one without the initials.
That's how my brain works, man. I'm really bad at
I'm sorry, but when Folky gets back...
I have a photographic memory here. So, like, when I figure out who it is, I see their face, not their name. Yeah, I can't pull their name
when
out.
When Folky gets back, or when I believe Matt Huckabee might be coming in,
they whoop me.
You're screwed.
Yeah,
you're
that's why I lose. This is why I lose. I know exactly who they are every time. I'm great at the game. I'm bad at figuring out the name.
You definitely know this person for more than just her face. June 10th, 1992, St. Joseph's, Minnesota, 29 years old today, model, actress. She was named Rookie of the Year after she graced the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue in 2011. She also appeared on the cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue in 2012, 2013, and 2017, and was the cover model for Vanity Fair's 100th anniversary issue, most well known for being involved with MLB pitcher Justin Verlander.
It's Kate Upton.
It's Kate Upton.
I thought it was Kate Upton the whole time, because those years just lined up. Like, I was like, yeah, that was when she was just dominating. Like, she was putting up triple doubles every year.
That's why she was the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, it was. So that's the only person I thought it could have been.
Good pull.
Shout out Verlander.
Good pull. Yeah, good pull.
Yeah, good for you.
Let's keep scrolling here. Like I said, it falls off a cliff fast.
Yeah. It seems to do that pretty often.
June 10th, 1979, Sumter, South Carolina, 42 years old today, country music singer. Country singer who released platinum-selling singles Love Like Crazy, A Woman Like You, and Hard to Love. His song I Don't Dance was named Single Record of the Year in 2015 at the 2015 ACM Awards.
Starts with a B.
Nope.
Love Like Crazy?
His last name starts with a B, if that's what you're saying. He learned how to play the piano and sang in his church. He earned a scholarship to play football at the University of or Clemson University, but his career was upended by an arm injury.
Da, 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 da. I know the song.
LB.
LB? It ain't Luke Bryan.
It is not Luke Bryan.
It is Lewis. No, not Lewis Black. That's a comedian. I mean, maybe this is a guy I know the song, but I don't know the name.
There's one, Lee Bryce.
I know Lee Bryce.
God. Yeah, I knew you knew Lee Bryce.
Yeah,
I
Drive Your Truck. Is that him too?
Nope. I don't believe so.
I believe that's Lee Bryce.
I believe maybe did I see Lee Bryce in concert then?
You might have saw Lee Bryce in concert.
I swear I don't think I. Yeah, I saw Lee Bryce in concert.
You saw Lee Bryce in concert.
That's one of my favorite songs. I could not.
It's a great song.
It was Lee Bryce who sang it. But yeah, no, I saw Lee Bryce in concert.
Okay, good. That's a pretty solid concert.
It was
there.
At the Tennessee Valley Fair.
Still pretty good.
It wasn't bad.
Not bad.
Now that I remember, he definitely sang I Don't Dance.
Yeah, for sure.
He definitely sang I Don't Dance.
For sure he did.
It was a really good song.
It's a good song.
June 10th, 1968, Canton, Massachusetts, 53 years old today. Prolific stand-up comedian and radio show host known for his envelope pushing and political incorrect material. Just say it.
I wish I could. I know who it is. It is R?
Nope. He appeared in several episodes of AMC's acclaimed series Breaking Bad and played Jerry in the 2015 movie Daddy's Home. He created the Netflix series F is for Family and went
on... Oh, it's freaking... oh, my God. It did it. Red hair. He talks like this.
I'm not even going to give you initials on this.
Yeah, don't. It is... Buh. There's a B there. There's a B there for sure, and I think there's even alliteration. It is... He is in... King of Staten Island.
Five.
His name is Bill Burr.
There
Thank
you.
You. Thank you for the countdown. I think that put enough pressure on my brain to go, oh, God, he's serious.
June 10th, 1988, Indianapolis, Indiana. 33 years old today. Basketball player. You should know this name.
Chris Paul.
NBA point guard who began his career with the Atlanta Hawks in 2009. He was named to his first NBA All-Star game in 2015.
Dennis Schroeder.
He has played for the Indianapolis Pacers. Then also signed with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Bounced around a lot. He played for two seasons at Wake Forest. His father played basketball at Missouri.
If this is an NBA player, give him a grade, A through D.
C.
He's a C player. Oh, no.
You definitely know the name. You've heard this name.
He played, where was he most known? Where would I have
Hawks.
Seen him? He played for the Hawks. For sure I would know him.
Number zero on the Hawks.
Point guard.
He was on that team that fizzled out real, real quick after having all of their players make an all-star team.
Isaiah Thomas?
JT.
Brother, I'm going to be real with you.
I'll be real with you, too. That's Jeffrey Teague.
I know Jeff Teague.
Yeah, you do.
I know Jeff Teague.
I know
but
you
do. He is like that C player that was just around forever.
I believe he's still probably around somewhere. I would not
I'm
be surprised.
Sure. Yeah, I'm sure he's a, you know, like a sixth or seventh man.
Maybe not even that,
maybe
but
eighth,
yeah, that might be
eighth,
pushing it. But
maybe eighth,
fair,
ninth.
Fair. Not a lot going on.
Bench mob.
Yeah, on the bench mob. Former Vol coach, June 10th, 1968, Georgia, 52 years old today, son of longtime Georgia football head coach, who was hired as the wide receivers coach by the Dallas Cowboys in 2013 after his stint with
Derek
the Vols.
Derek Dooley's birthday?
It is Derek Dooley's birthday.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, I really don't have a ton of ill will towards Dooley. Like, he just wasn't a good coach.
I was too young to really, like, remember.
Exactly. That's the boat I'm in. He's a really bad coach.
I remember him being fired. That's it.
I remember him being hired, but I just remember thinking he's bad. I wasn't old enough to develop pure hatred. You know, that really came with Butch.
That's fair.
Was the first coach I truly hated.
That's fair. I think that's all we got today.
I mean, I blindly hated Kiffin as a kid because I didn't really, like, understand exactly what was going on there, but I know we were wronged. And I remember being very, very mad.
Let's go over to this day in history. Just a few quick ones. A couple out of the world of music to start with. 2007, this novelty song titled This was released by a German band called Gummibar.
99 Duff Love
viral,
Balloons.
Viral novelty dance trend.
Bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum. Ba-dum, bum, 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 bum. Ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Is it Rammstein?
I Am a Gummy Bear.
I Am a Gummy Bear?
You could have gotten that from the German band's name, Gummy Bar.
Oh, okay. Gummy Bar.
I Am a Gummy Bear.
You know, I remember. I remember that one. I didn't know that was Russian, but okay.
German? 1966.
Okay, whatever. Whatever. Still didn't know. You know, European.
1966, this band is the first to use reverse tapes while recording their song Rain.
Rain? What year was this?
66.
I have no idea, to be honest
with
you.
That would be the Beatles.
Oh, the Beatles made a song called Rain?
Yeah, it's a very good song.
I've never heard
As
it.
As the rain falls down. It's a very good song.
I bet I've heard it.
And finally, here we'll go with this one. 1985, this soda company announces they're bringing back their 99-year-old formula.
Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola
they
is
put, they
correct.
They put a little bit of the
yeah,
powder?
Yeah, 1985, they put crack cocaine into the cola.
That's again. Pretty cool. All right, cool move by Coke. All right.
Party on.
Heck yeah.
Speaking of party on, we'll continue the party to tomorrow. We'll be here.
We love you guys.